Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. And you've waited through the dog days of summer. It's finally here. It's time for NFL training camp. Around the country, NFL ball clubs are gearing up for another grueling season. 32 teams will enter, and only one will be crowned Super Bowl champions and lift the Lombardi Trophy in San Francisco for Super Bowl 60. We'll bounce around the league and look at all the favorites entering training camp on NFL Hits. I would love for Washington to meet up with the Baltimore Ravens in San Francisco. They will be one of the favorites we'll preview today on NFL Hits. For the Commanders, it's not just all about Jaden Daniels. It's Dan Quinn. It's his coaching staff and the veterans who still have something left to give, along with a few younger pieces that they hope can help take Washington back to the postseason. Consecutive postseasons for the first time since 1991-1992. This current generation of fans has never seen sustained success. Only glimpses. 2005 into the playoffs, an awful year in 2006, back into the playoffs in 2007. 2012, the excitement of RG3, couple of years off, back into the postseason in 2015. Oh yeah, a change of quarterbacks from RG3 to Kirk. This would be the first time the Commanders would have back-to-back playoff appearances with the same quarterback in 33 years. Yes, there's a lot of excitement, but with excitement comes pressure and expectations. And I fully expect this team to make the playoffs, and anything less is extremely disappointment for me. Extreme disappointment. So we'll continue to talk about the Commanders as we have all offseason. At 1 p.m., we'll look at the training camp position battles, and we'll talk about your expectations for this upcoming season. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts. AWOD Radio on Twitter, at 910TheFan. And we are on the road all week long. It is AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. Tuesday through Thursday, we will be live from Charlotte for ACC kickoff. I'm here finishing up my vacation in Charleston, South Carolina, where I got to meet my newest cousin, Frances, who is 6 months old and watching the show right now while she's bouncing around on a little toddler's playpen. So it's kind of fun to do the show here in front of the next generation of my family here live from Charleston. AWOD on the road all week long, presented by Cowan Gates. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So the Nats started the second half of their season with a three-game series against the Padres. San Diego takes 2 of 3 The Nats will start another home series tonight versus the Reds, 6:45 first pitch. But as we are 10 days away from the MLB trade deadline, the question is, will Washington trade Mackenzie Gore? They had a chance to win a series to start the second half of their season. They lost Friday to the Padres 7-2, win Saturday 4-2, and they had their ace, Mackenzie Gore, on the mound on Sunday. What could go wrong? Just about everything, as the Padres got things started with a grand slam off of Mackenzie Gore. Let's take a listen to the call.
First pitch to Bogarts. Cracked in the air, deep left field. Back goes Lyle to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. It's a grand slam. Four batters in, the Padres lead 4-0. Number 6 on the year for Bogarts, a grand slam.
Gore said after the game, "I was just bad today. I just wasn't very good. They put the ball in play, and they got a lot of hits, and they were able to hit two homers, but I just wasn't very good." He exited after just 2 1/3 innings, his shortest start of the season, and you kind of have to wonder, are these rumors of him getting traded maybe getting to him? It certainly was his worst outing of the season. Let's take a listen to the final call.
The 0-1. Young grounds one back to the pitcher. Jacob has it, jogs toward first, underhand toss to Arise, and the game is over. Padres win it 8-1. They take the series 2-1. A 5-run first with a big grand slam for Xander Bogarts, and the Nationals could not catch up. San Diego pulls within 4 games of the first-place Dodgers in the National League West.
O's lose 2 of 3 to Tampa, now on the road to Cleveland. 8.5 games back of that final wild card spot. Did get a little bit of positive momentum with a win Sunday, 5-3. A home run from Holiday, a home run from Jackson, and a solo from O'Hearn. But I thought the story of the weekend in Major League Baseball was a pretty cool story about Aaron Judge and the New York Yankees. He hit his first Major League Baseball career home run the day after Alex Rodriguez retired. A-Rod. Of course, you see him now broadcasting games. Well, now they are tied on the Yankees' all-time home run list as Aaron Judge lifted his 351st career homer in a 4-2 win over the Braves on Sunday. Let's take a listen to the call.
Judge, though, hits this a mile out to right center. It is gone. And the Yankees have the early lead.
Judge said after the game, "Just an incredible honor, especially, you know, growing up watching A-Rod for so many years and watching what he did in pinstripes. He's a legend, one of the best players ever," from Aaron Judge, who now sits tied with A-Rod on the Yankees' list of all-time homers with his 351st. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. As we were all excited for the NBA Summer League in Vegas, Washington sent a bunch of first-round picks, including this year's number 6 overall, Trey Johnson. You got to see number 1 overall, Cooper Flagg, Ace Bailey, Derek Harper. But the story of the Summer League ended up being the 4th overall pick, the surprise from Duke, who ends up going to Charlotte, playing for the Hornets. That is Con Knupel, who hit this big 3 in the Hornets Summer League Championship win. Let's take a listen to the call.
Shot clock down to 7. Simpson around the screen. Fires to Knupel. 3 on the way. It's gone. Con Knupel makes it a 4-point game.
Started with 5 points in the opener. He averaged over 18 points over the final 4 games of the Summer League and was named Championship Game MVP, giving the Hornets the lead with 31 seconds left with that clutch 3. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Carter from midcourt, and the Charlotte Hornets, Summer League champions for the first time in franchise history.
Guard Marcus Smart has agreed to a contract buyout. He will not play for the Washington Wizards this season. Instead, he signs a 2-year deal with the LA Lakers to help them out on the defensive end. And there's also some rumors swirling today that Chris Paul will be signing with the LA Clippers. We'll have to confirm that over the commercial break, but I believe that's what's happening today in the NBA. Over to the NFL on the Sports app. Titans quarterback Will Levis, his 2025 season is over before training camp begins. He will undergo surgery on his throwing shoulder. And that will end his season. He elected to have this procedure to ensure long-term health. Of course, he's not going to be the quarterback for the Titans this year. That would be Cam Ward. He hopes to be ready for 2026 and will eventually be traded to a new team. Tannenbaum and Get Up ESPN discuss who they think will be the MVP this season. And it's not Mahomes, Lamar, Jaden Daniels. Instead, it's another quarterback from the NFC. Let's take a listen.
I love Love. Jordan Love will win the MVP. A lot of the reasons RC just mentioned. Look, you take away three or four throws from last year, he was right there. I love Matthew Golden. He was my favorite receiver in the draft last year. Great route runner, great hands. You put him around Dontavius Wicks, Jaden Reed, everybody else. This team will score and score often. Little concerned about the secondary, but they should be explosive on offense. This is Jordan Love's year.
Jordan Love was my preseason pick to win MVP last year, and then he got hurt in the very first game in Brazil. To some degree, he never looked fully himself. He did not play the way I expected.
He was injured early, but this is the year we get a definitive statement on who Jordan Love will be. He was everybody's niche pick to be the MVP, take that next step and be with the top tier of quarterbacks. This year, we figure out if he's going to be the guy or just the guy.
I don't know why you would put money on Jordan Love to win MVP. I would think Jared Goff has a better opportunity. Heck, even maybe Caleb Williams with Chicago and the weapons they have. I kind of think Green Bay takes a step back, but it will be very interesting to see how the NFC North finishes, given they had three teams, Minnesota, Green Bay, and the Lions, in the postseason last year. Over to golf to close out the sports app. The Open Championship, a drama-free Sunday for Scottie Scheffler, and he wins the Open Championship, finished the tournament 17 under, four strokes ahead of second place Harris English, in a contest that was never in doubt, a cruise to victory on Sunday. This was Scheffler's second major win of 2025 and the third leg of the career Grand Slam. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Scottie Scheffler, he's now joined the company of golf's greats. He is the champion of the Open at Royal Port Rush 2025.
We'll bring on Michael Phillips, who will make his return from vacation this week as the Commanders start training camp. Denton Day from the Team 980. Commanders training camp begins this week. What are the storylines to look for? And Mark Schofield will join us to go around the NFL at 1:30. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You can take the radio show with you on the go. And here on Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town, you guys know I love to do this show so much that I'm not going to take off during this summer. I love this job too much. Instead, I'll just take the show with me. It's AWOD on the road all week long. Today, we are live and on the go from Charleston, South Carolina, before we head to Charlotte for ACC kickoff. And I'm welcoming in the youngest member of the AWOD Army, my new baby cousin, Francis, who's sitting next to me watching the show today. As Stubb is in the production room running the ones and twos. Our intern, Biff, back for another week of action here on The Fan. Did you guys have a good weekend? Is there a highlight of your weekend you wanted to share?
Yeah, man, I had a good weekend. I went to Moorhead City for my friend's graduation or a graduation party. And so that was cool. It was a long drive, and it was getting me prepared for the Charlotte drive I'm about to do after this show.
Absolutely. So we're going to have to dive into that later about the outfits that you're bringing. I'm a little concerned.
I got new shoes. I got new shoes just for these ACC Media Day.
Stop. I'm a little concerned because he dresses like such a jock. You know what I mean?
I'm actually wearing them right now.
Well, we in studio, there's not a lot of people seeing us, so yeah. We dress a little bit less professional, I suppose. Yeah. I trust Biff can step it up.
Thank you.
Okay. What was the highlight of your weekend, Stubb?
Did some more concerts. Brad Paisley, that was actually on Thursday, but that was a really good show. Had a great time there. He's a funny guy. Also, the fancy like Applebee's guy opened for him. I don't know
who that is.
But that's a very famous song. And then Jason Isbell this weekend, even though it got rained out for 4 hours, still went on. Good show.
Awesome to hear that. Yeah, so yesterday, you know, my timeline was filled with Washington Commanders news. And we are, of course, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. It seems to be the team that everybody wants to reside in the nation's capital, right? Bring them back to RFK. And now it's a topic that's becoming increasingly more political. I'm sure most of my audience heard or saw or read the comments made by President Donald Trump. He wants the name Redskins back. You know what I want? I want the team to win 12 games. I hate this name. The name Commander sucks, but I'm also so over talking about how much the name sucks. If you like the name, at this point, we just disagree. We don't see eye to eye. I think the name sucks. Of course, I'd like them to go back to Redskins, but I'm over that conversation. I just want them to win 12 games and do it for Washington football. Do it for the nation's capital, not the name Commanders. So I'm sure by now you've heard every radio show in the country today, every sports show around the world talking about what Donald Trump said. Headline, Trump calls for Commanders to return to old name. You know what headline I want to start the show with today, boys? It's my show. It's my choice. I choose not to rant about the damn name again. I choose not to rant about that again. I'm trying to bring you fresh content all summer long, fresh like the clothes right out of the wash that Biff's wearing today. The headline I want to start with today, can Jaden Daniels' second act land the Commanders in the Super Bowl? That's what I want to start with today. Can Jaden Daniels' second act land the Commanders in the Super Bowl? And I say, yes. Yes, I think it can. That's what I'd like to discuss. Around the league, people took notice of the young Jaden Daniels and what the Washington Commanders did. In 1 year, from the laughingstock of the league with Ron Rivera and 4 wins, to the next big thing, 12 months later. Now, the question is, how do you replicate that? How do you build off of that success? How do you avoid being a one-hit wonder? USA Today writes, the article I read about Jaden Daniels, they say the second act of Jaden Daniels' NFL career will come with high expectations for himself and the Washington Commanders. Last year, the Commanders made the NFC Championship game with their rookie quarterback as the main reason. For a franchise devoid of success for more than 2 decades and a carousel at quarterback, Daniels was more than a revelation. He took on a mystic presence. He was a savior. I love that.
I think it's so true. I called him Jaden Messiah last year. He changed my life. He single-handedly changed my life on Sundays from being an upset grouch, a Grinch on Sundays, to sitting on my couch and maybe even standing up waiting for the next jaw-dropping moment, waiting for the next Hail Mary-type play for Jaden Daniels. I thank you for that. And so now the Commanders enter the 2025 season, and they are, for the first time in my lifetime, considered Super Bowl contenders. And you could argue it's not fair because he's just a second-year quarterback, but he's going to be on MVP list, right? ESPN poll before the season took the temperature of NFL executives and coaches. And Daniels, number five quarterback in the league, right? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Daniels said, quote, "I have to go out there and prove myself, and every day, no matter what it was last season, this season, 10 years, 20 years down the road, you have to prove yourself each and every season." He said, outside noise doesn't matter. You have to go there and keep proving yourself. And this is a quarterback that also ran for the most yards of any rookie quarterback with 891. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. I'm obsessed with the fact that he completed 69% of his passes and 25 touchdowns, limiting the interceptions. But, of course, the reason he became a household name was the fact that he had 5 touchdowns in the final 30 seconds of regulation or overtime, and only 9 interceptions in the season. We have not seen a quarterback easily win Rookie of the Year in a long time. And I read those stats there and those rookie accolades, and it's like I can't help but get so excited for what comes next, right? It's like, what's the sequel going to be of this blockbuster motion picture, right? I mean, that's what it was last year. As the kids would say, Biff, last year was a movie, right?
That is what they say.
It was unbelievable. We had a Hail Mary last year. I've been watching this team since I was in diapers. Never seen that before. Dan Quinn said to USA Today, quote, "Jaden Daniels, he's an amazing teammate. The amount of work that he puts in that goes unseen here to get ready to play, to learn it, to teach others, to, you know, connect the guys. There is no flinch in Jaden Daniels." Dan Quinn said, "He's as focused and relentless as you could be about getting better." And so that's why I said, for all of us around here, like, man, we appreciate that. And there's a lot of things that he and the rest of us are really digging in hard on to say, all right, can we get better at this? Cliff Kingsbury was quoted saying, "His mind is very far away from the game. So if he sees something or has a thought, he likes to reach out and talk through it. And so the relationship has really gone, and I kind of figure out where we want to continue to get better." And my take on that is really, I mean, that's so impressive. That's like a conversation that a 10-year veteran has with his offensive coordinator. Not a guy that he just met last year who is probably going to be out the door at the end of this year. They've quickly developed an unbelievable relationship. And so that's why I told you guys, I thought the Commanders won the offseason by keeping Cliff Kingsbury, Tavita Pritchard, and the rest of the quarterback room, and Marcus Mariota. And then they brought in Josh Johnson. They just got better in terms of the quarterback room and everybody that works with them there. And so I'm so excited to see how Jaden can improve in year two. But they say the spotlight will only increase. The Commanders are scheduled to play 10 standalone windows this season, starting week two against the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. And I think my take on that is, look, with increased spotlight, obviously is going to bring some increased pressure. But also, more familiarity with the offense, more familiarity with his teammates will bring more comfort. And I think this season will be filled, the sophomore campaign for Jaden Daniels will absolutely be filled with ups and downs and ebbs and flows. But I believe in Jaden Daniels, and I believe this front office did everything to the best of their ability to make the necessary improvements to lead Jaden to having continued success. When you bring in a left tackle, when you bring in an all-pro wide receiver, this is what is necessary to make sure that Jaden can improve. The last piece of the puzzle, now that the edge rusher is signed, sealed, and delivered, and Von Miller, we got a killer at that position. I told you that was going to happen before September. The last piece of the puzzle is now Terry McLaurin's contract. And in my mind, that's the last thing that could hold this team back from winning 10-plus games. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the road all week long. We head to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff, but stopped by in Charleston to visit some family. And the youngest member of the AWOD Army, little baby Francis, is listening to the show today. It's kind of fun doing the show right in front of her. I'm so distracted. I just want to kiss her little face. The cutest little thing watching the show. So we're headed to Charlotte, North Carolina to cover ACC kickoff. That'll be live Tuesday through the rest of the week. And we've got some big-time guests joining us. The head coach of SMU, Rhett Lashley. Head coach of Pitt, Pat Narduzzi. Will be joined by a few players from Wake Forest, Clemson, and, of course, all things UVA and Virginia Tech. But joining us right now to continue our Commanders discussion this morning, on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy from Commanders beat writer covering the team for Sports Illustrated, David Harrison. What's going on, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. So, actually, let's start with Frankie Louvu making the NFL's top 100 list. And I think he could be ready to take a big step forward and be maybe the best linebacker in the NFC this season. I thought he learned a ton from Bobby Wagner. I think he's stepping into his prime. What are your thoughts on Frankie Louvu this year?
Yeah, man. You know, I was really excited for Frankie last year because, you know, when he got signed on, I was one of the people on the beat that already kind of knew about him just from my days covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and during Frankie's time with Carolina Panthers. Like, he's a guy that was always just a very disruptive force, very energetic defender on the field, and just not a lot of people knew who he was, you know, whether it be because of the market he played in, the lack of success the Panthers organization had, but just, you know, he was just one of those guys that really, when you scouted the Panthers, you know, and I say that loosely being a media member, you know, he just jumped off the tape, right? So, like, when he came to Washington, I was really excited. And I remember early in the season, you know, like, I think it took, like, until week four for him to get his first, you know, half sack and all that kind of stuff. And I know that there, you know, at the time, like, nobody was, like, complaining, but there was some, you know, oh, I thought this guy was going to be, like, this really good off-ball linebacker, outside linebacker type pass rusher. And, you know, people were kind of, like, scratching their heads a little bit. But I remember having conversations with Frankie, just kind of, you know, letting him know, like, look, dude, like, you know, those of us who are, you know, breaking down the film every week and really kind of diving deep into what you guys are doing, like, we see the screen disruption, you know, like Bobby Wagner gets the TFL, but it's Frankie blowing up the screen, you know what I mean? Things that don't hit the stat box necessarily. And then once the stats started flowing, everybody just fell in love with Frankie for his play on the field and his personality. And I think that the you know, the Jaden Daniels effect, we always talk about, like, the Tom Brady effect. Well, like, you know, the attention that Jaden Daniels brought to the team, the attention that winning brought to the team, obviously it helps accentuate players like Frankie. So a lot of what we saw in Frankie last year was really who Frankie has been throughout his entire NFL career. I think where he took a step and, like you said, learned a little bit from Bobby is, like, as a leader, right, and being that upfront guy. And I think in year two, man, like, I think that the sky is the limit. You know, first team All-Pro is within reach, and I think top 50, top 100 next year is definitely within reach. I'm very excited for what Frankie's already accomplished, you know, very happy for him to be able to put himself on the map the way he deserves to be, and looking forward to what he does in 2025.
Well said. I'm super excited for what Louvu can bring to the Commanders' defense. As training camp is set to begin this week, have your thoughts changed on Terry McLaurin, his contract situation? Is there any kind of update, or is just a waiting game here?
I think it's a waiting game, right? But, I mean, we've got a couple days. You know, I mean, if you count today as one day, we've got a couple of days till training camp starts, and, you know, that's when people really start to kind of sweat a little bit. But honestly, you know, even the first week or two, like, I think I told my Locked On Commanders listeners, I'm not going to get, like, too concerned with it until we get into at least August. You know, the old adage of you can't get into football shape without playing football, we know Terry is working. You know, he's nobody's going to question his work ethic. But I think even he would agree, like, getting those football reps on the practice field with your quarterback against a DB who's, you know, out there trying to do their job, that's really valuable. But, you know, a guy like Terry McLaurin, like, if he misses a week, I'm not going to sweat it too much. If he misses, you know, a little bit more than that, I'm not going to sweat it too much. If we get into August, then I think now it kind of, you know, gets into that, like, kind of concerning area. But, you know, I think we're at the time of year where, I mean, literally, I mean, that news could break while we're on the phone, you know what I mean, to be quite honest with you, but it could also take a little bit longer. So we just got to be patient, but I'm confident that Terry in a Commanders uniform in 2025 is exactly what's going to happen. So it's just a matter of when.
What are your thoughts on Von Miller throughout this training camp? I mean, given that he's a veteran and the way they've treated the veterans in the past, like, I'm sure there will be veterans days off during the season, but how hard will he be going, you think, during training camp?
I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of a ramp up. You know, he's another one who's a proven vet. He's been taking care of his body. He knows how to do this. So I'm sure he's coming into training camp ready to go. He's going to get his physical and make the signing official here, you know, anytime. But you know, he's still an older veteran. And I think the analogy I gave on my show was Jason Pierre-Paul. Watching Jason Pierre-Paul kind of in the twilight of his career, it was like November on. He just didn't practice. Like, he just never practiced from November on. It's kind of like, okay, you know what you're doing. Just take care of the body, and we'll keep it going. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see, like, a little bit of early version of that, you know, more vet days off than usual, things like that. So, you know, it's going to depend on where he is physically, but I think that expectation management with Vaughn, right, like, what is he here to do? I know John Kime of ESPN called him a closer. I use that same kind of analogy on my show, like, if you're talking about that kind of a guy, he's not a guy that's going to be out there every rep, so you don't necessarily need him out there for every practice rep either.
David Harrison with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Follow him on Twitter for all things Commanders, dHarrison82. Adam Schefter reporting, President Donald Trump is threatening to hold up a new stadium deal for Washington's NFL team if it does not restore its old name of the Redskins. That is considered offensive to Native Americans. How do you kind of decipher this story here by Adam Schefter and all of the reporters around the country and President Trump's comments?
Yeah, I mean, I think from, like, the political side of it, I'll just be honest. Like, there's a reason I cover sports, you know what I mean? And, like, I don't know the inner workings of the government machine enough to know, like, because I know, like, people have asked me, like, can President Trump really do this? Or, like, isn't he not in the position to really do that? Like, are these, like, vague threats? I can't tell you 100% whether or not he has the full authority to do it. Like, obviously, you know, he's the president of the United States, right? When he speaks, people pay attention no matter what the topic is on. So obviously he has influence. Obviously it's creating a reaction and all those things. But, you know, I'll let the team kind of make their statements when they decide to. Mayor Bowser make her statements when she decides to, so on and so forth. And I think eventually everybody will just kind of tell us, like, what can really happen and what can't really happen as far as, like, power is concerned. As far as, like, the statements, yeah, go ahead.
No, I think you hit it right there. We're all kind of confused on how much power he actually has. To me, I don't think he can actually change the name. I don't think he can actually affect the deal getting done, but he is the president of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, look, his words, you know, they move things, right? And, I mean, President Biden, President Obama, President Bush, like, they, you know, when you speak as the president of the United States, you cause reactions, and he knows that. You know, President Trump, I think, I was actually talking to some friends today, I think, he might be the president. Granted, you know, technology today certainly allows for it, but he might be, like, the only president I can think of, or the president that I can think of, that uses the First Amendment to its fullest extent, right? Like, he maximizes using that First Amendment right, and I think he's probably the first president I can think of where, when you see messages come from social media accounts, I truly believe he's the one with his thumbs on the phone pad instead of, like, an intern or something like that sending out messages that are crafted. So, you know, I mean, look, he's an American. We're all Americans, right? We have our rights to speak our minds. Certainly Commanders fans, when those comments come out, they speak their minds. And I think that, you know, what I always hope is, like, if we're having this discourse, we can all do it respectfully. No matter what your opinion is, do it respectfully. Because, honestly, like, have you ever been insulted into agreeing with someone? I know I haven't. I've never been insulted into agreeing with somebody. So I don't think that's necessarily the way to go about it. But, you know, everybody's out their rights to speak their mind the way they're going to, and the president does it, we're all going to do it.
Yeah, and I think here's the follow-up, David, is the president of the United States is threatening to hold up a new stadium deal for Washington's NFL team if they don't restore the old name Redskins. With that being said, I feel like the Commanders and Josh Harris have to respond to this. Is there any talk of a press conference of Josh Harris himself, or is it going to be, you know, Dan Quinn when he starts training camp? Because you know they're going to be asked about this. It does feel like there needs to be a response now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, DQ and AP are absolutely going to be asked about it, you know, when they talk to us the first time. It's just going to be part of the, you know, they know it's coming, and they're certainly, you know, preparing what they're going to say or not say, you know, what if they're going to, you know, circumvent the topic altogether. And, yeah, I mean, if Josh Harris and the ownership group wants to put out a statement before those two guys step up to the mic to kind of save them a little bit of the of the responsibility of doing so. I'm sure that, you know, there'd be some appreciation for that as well. You know, again, it kind of boils down to, like, how serious is this? If this is, you know, a social media threat that doesn't have a whole lot of legs to it, then, you know, does the ownership group add fuel to an unnecessary fire by responding to it? Or if it's, you know, if it's threats that don't have a lot of legs underneath it, outside of obviously public influence, does it warrant just, you know, just leave it alone, let it go, and it'll kind of fade away on its own? You know, those are conversations strategically that I'm sure are happening behind closed doors by people who get paid well enough to make those decisions with the ownership group. And yeah, we'll see what they decide to do. Obviously, whatever they decide to do, it'll be what they think is in the best interest of the organization. And I think that's what this ownership group has done from day one. And so far, it's worked out well.
David, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to 8 Wide Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It's AWOD On The Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Live shows on the go all week long. Tomorrow we head to Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff. Tuesday, we'll focus in on the league as a whole. Wednesday, UVA. The Hoos have a very important season upcoming for head coach Tony Elliott. They bring in star quarterback transfer from North Texas, Chandler Morris. He will join the show. So Wednesday will be all things UVA. After Tuesday, a look around the conference. Thursday, the Virginia Tech Hokies. And this, I mean, just like UVA, this is a massive season for Coach Brent Pry, star quarterback Kyren Drones, and the rest of the 2025 Hokies. Because unfortunately, if it doesn't go well for UVA and Virginia Tech, I might be talking to two different coaches next year when we come back for ACC kickoff. Friday will be a rest of a look around the ACC with a bunch of special guests that we'll bring on the show. I know Biff is excited to make the trip. We bring in Hokie Steve to talk Virginia Tech, Frank Maloney from Who's Talking to talk UVA. So it will be a full week of ACC and college football talk throughout the rest of the week here on AWOD Radio. But I'm in Charleston right now, as I mentioned, going to see my new baby cousin, Francis, the youngest member of the AWOD Army. Stubb runs the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. Have either of you been to Charleston, South Carolina before?
I have. A lot of my friends go to College of Charleston, actually. Beautiful.
CFC is so popular I do feel like for people from the Richmond, Virginia area. I mean, my cousin's from Baltimore, but he was like telling me all these friends he met that went to James River or Thomas Dale, St. Chris. So for some reason, a lot of people from Richmond love to come to Charleston, come to CFC. And, you know, he's mentioned, just like I've seen in Richmond, I went to VCU, went away from Richmond after school, and now all my friends are coming back. He's seeing the same with a lot of his friends that went to College of Charleston, you know, turn 30 and then come back to Charleston and have a family, buy a house, and all that great stuff. There's so much great live music here in Charleston. I had some great seafood by the water. But I thought this was pretty funny. We were walking down the main street, King Street, Stub, and I don't watch the Bravo TV show. But there's a Bravo TV show that I believe takes place in Charleston. I think it's called Southern Charm. And the stars of the show were hanging outside of this bar called Republic. And my girlfriend, I've never seen her so happy. She stopped, stopped on a dime and could not stop staring at these Bravo TVs. I couldn't care at all. But she wanted to go over and take pictures with them. Then we went in this bar that was just, like, filled with all these influencers. She was like, this person's a TikTok celebrity. This person's a TikTok celebrity. So that was kind of fun at Republic. I went to Salted Cowboy. Biff, if you've been here, that's one of, like, the really popular places by the lake. Burns Alley. AC's is like one of the oldest dive bars in the country. Bounced around to almost all of the best spots in Charleston. But I'm blown away by how everybody here stays skinny and they are so tan. Biff, you'd probably fit in.
I burn. I don't tan. I burn. it's very unfortunate. But yeah, it's beautiful. I actually went down there last school year. And that campus, that College of Charleston campus, is probably one of the nicer campuses. And I go to High Point, it's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, and it's cool to be back here and not see VCU basketball lose 2 of 3, because we were here almost exactly a year ago for the Charleston Classic and saw VCU lose to Nevada and VCU lose to Seton Hall. It was just so depressing for that trip. But I went by the stadium and I was like, yeah, wish I had some better memories in that stadium there. But this year, the preseason tournament for the VCU Rams will be at the Bahamas. So it's going to cost a little more to get there than a trip to Charleston. But so great to meet my little cousin, Frances. Told her to call me Uncle Awad. which I'm looking forward to when she gets a little older. But we're here in Charleston today, had a really good trip, and then heading to Charlotte, North Carolina tomorrow for ACC kickoff. And Biff is making the trip to provide some social media aspects to the radio show throughout the rest of the week. And Stubb, I was worried that he would have the right outfits here, because this is not, you can't come in shorts and a t-shirt. It is like a business look, if not a business casual look, at the ACC kickoff.
Well, it's a good thing you're taking Biff, not me, then. I trust in Biff's ability to dress up more than my own.
Oh, really?
You seem like a guy who's been to a couple frat formals.
I have.
I've called it. I know.
I have.
That's pretty funny. All right, so Biff, are you ready? Are you prepared?
Oh, man. I mean, yeah, born ready, man. I'm excited. I actually, like I said, I got new shoes. I want to look like, you know, I want to look like professional, but also like I want to look like, oh, this kid, like, you know, he likes a nice chill vibe.
Okay.
But he can dress. But he doesn't want to look like, I hate suits. I'm not gonna lie, I hate dressing up. But I was gonna ask, are you a bow tie guy, or are you going neither?
Biff, am I a bow tie guy? What part of this radio show looks like a bow tie
guy? I'm a bow tie guy. That's the crazy thing. That's so funny.
That's so funny. I don't think you could pull that off, to be honest.
Oh, well, but I'm going to have to wear a bow tie.
You could try. I wear a suit one day, so I'll probably wear the suit Wednesday, because that's when we're going to have the most amount of guests. So I brought a suit. I don't think I will wear the tie, though. I usually go suit with the white button-up shirt and leave it a couple buttons unbuttoned at the top.
You're worried about Biff dressing up? You're not even going to put on a tie?
No, I'm not going to put on a tie. No, the coaches wear the ties. I feel like if you're a radio host and you're wearing a tie, you're trying to suck up to these coaches. I want to look good, but I don't want to look like I can't breathe. Yeah. And that's the issue sometimes when you're wearing a tie. But I'll tell you, Biff, you're going to look and you're going to be blown away by some of the suits that the coaches and the players are wearing. because now that the NIL era is here to stay, like, there's no shying away from the fact, like, oh, I got this from Men's Warehouse. I got this from, J.P. Morgan, whatever it is. You know, like, they're wearing expensive suits that they got tailored and custom to them because they're doing it on an NIL deal or something like that. So that will blow you away. But then also keep an eye out for the players that have the biggest chains. I feel like that's how you know who's going to the league.
Oh, yeah.
Last year, Omarion Hampton had the largest gold chain I'd ever seen. I think it said number 22 on it or something like that. And I was like, oh, league him. Crown him going to the NFL. You don't wear a chain like that. And he didn't even have it, like, I felt like, that amazing of a season at UNC, but then did get drafted. He'll play for the Chargers this season. So I think that's what's to look forward to, is the players that will be making it to the league and all the big coaches. And this is an ACC conference here that has prided themselves on being the conference of quarterbacks, and I kind of thought that was bogus until they had the number one overall pick in Cam Ward last year, and now it's hard to argue against that. So we'll be bringing you content live from Charlotte, North Carolina, all week long. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Appreciate everybody listening to the show. When we return, it's 1 p.m. on the Fan, which means it's time for the Richmond Commander. What are the biggest position battles to watch? Do we have an update on Terry's contract? What kind of impact will Von Miller make? Do you want to chime in? 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.